constitutional government. Why bother electing representatives if the judges are the ones who determine our laws? Fake laws are much more destructive than fake news. Virginia has been the focus of two large rallies this week. Tens of thousands journeyed to Richmond to protect our inalienable rights to guns, while 100 miles up the road, thousands gathered to restore the inalienable right to life. Say this with me real slow. Court opinions are not laws. Courts cannot make laws. Court decisions are fake laws. In the 1966 Supreme Court decision in Miranda, the court, where rights secured or affirmed by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. In other words, Roe versus Wade is not a law. The right to homosexual marriage is not a law. The separation between the church and state is not a law. There is no law prohibiting prayer in schools. They're all pretend legislation. They're court opinions masquerading as fake laws. Let me give you this quote. This is from the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Amen. Break time.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Mike Piazza. The Des Moines Register editorial board endorses Elizabeth Warren in the 2020 Iowa Democratic caucuses as the best leader for these times. The endorsement coming as Warren promotes the Individual with Disabilities Education Act.
It is a national responsibility, and part of that is to fully fund IDEA, which means that children with disabilities will get the full educational opportunities that they deserve.
Warren at the town hall in Muscatine, Iowa. Both Democrats and Republicans with strong reactions to the ongoing impeachment trial.
My strong impression from the first 2 hours is that the case for witnesses and documents has gotten even stronger.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine, Republican Senator Mike Lee with an opposing opinion.
They didn't go through the proper steps. They didn't have the proper authority to do what they needed to do.
Impeachment proceedings resume Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got a grill. We grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
Hey, it's Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. Are you having trouble reading, seeing road signs, watching TV? Don't worry, we can help. Call us today and schedule an eye exam. We now have two optometrists to meet your eye care needs. Dr. Larry Rogers and Dr. Greg Nelson are here to help you see the things you've been missing. Comprehensive eye exams, top-of-the-line materials, and excellent customer care. That's what we do. Call us today at 272-2115 or stop by 306 Coliseum Boulevard. Make seeing clear great again. Your eyes will thank you for it.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldot Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon. Then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start. Patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day. High around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Studios, the attic with no static, as it's called. We welcome your calls, any feedback, good, bad, or ugly, whatever, doesn't matter. We'd like to know what you think. And if you are one of the ones, one of the fortunate ones, who received an Arbitron book and you voted for us or you put down that you listened to us, we'd love to hear from you. 272-9228, because I can't seem to get my numbers. The numbers came out, and Joey and Jack did really, really good. They had a better number than the previous News and View staff ever had. And, of course, Greg's show in the afternoon, Happy Hour, had a really good numbers. But don't know about mine. So I'd like kind of like to know if anybody out there listened, if you got a book. If you did, give us a call, 272-9228.
We won't even put you on there if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Adams, a founding father, said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." I love that quote. That's exactly right, folks. If we want to keep this country, if we want to take it back, we have got to we got to get going. We got to wake people up. Something's got to be done, folks, because they have our country. Trump told us that. We know that. You know, they're coming after us. Trump is just the one they got to get through to get to us, and they're working on it. Believe me, when this doesn't work, the latest one doesn't work, they'll come up with something else. And I tell you, my big concern is they're going to steal the 2020 election. You know, we don't have Julian Assange anymore as a keeper of the gate. You know, I don't know that WikiLeaks still has the clout that it had before they arrested him as far as keeping watch on the election stealing.
Hello.
But I know that they are training, instructing illegals on how to vote, for, of course, for Democrats. So this is going to get interesting, because if they steal this election, maybe that's what it's going to be to wake up the people who are still just firmly asleep. I guess we'll find out. We have a call?
Mia, Connie.
Well, hello, Miss Connie.
You.
How are you?
Okay. I've had some health issues going on lately, and I can't quite figure out what's going on, but we'll get it straight at some time. I just got a couple of random thoughts. I don't have anything really to add tonight on the news or anything, but I guess because of what I've been going through lately, I've just been watching a lot on YouTube, believe it or not. They do still have some decent stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But first of all, you were talking about Tom Horn and charging for the books. And I have bought some books and DVDs from them before, but I'll tell you something. Their prices are really, really good, and you get a lot for your money.
Okay.
I mean, for $40 or 50, whatever it is, you're going to get hundreds of stuff, okay? So I don't mind paying them because, like I said, that's how he makes his living.
Sure.
And they had a guy on Coast to Coast the other night, and he brought up some things about some movies that aren't Christian, but they really would touch people who don't go to church and who really aren't Christians. There are messages there. And one of the things he mentioned, I don't know, did you ever see the Book of Eli?
Yes.
I haven't. I'm probably the only one in the room that has.
Oh, my gosh. If you have not seen that, you absolutely have to. I will warn you now, it's very intense. I don't know if I can watch it again, but by the time it's through, you're like, oh, wow. And nobody, if you've seen it, don't tell Terry the ending, because it's really important. not to spoil it, because it is the most awesome movie, and it will leave you shaken and stunned.
Not to spoil it, but that book should have been, like, 10 times bigger than what it was.
A book? Was there a book?
Yeah, the book.
You mean in the movie? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he should have been pushing that book in the wheelbarrow.
Exactly. Well, let's not spoil it, okay? But okay. Here, you got to see it. You absolutely have to see it. It will be a message, and you will never forget it.
Yeah, and there's that one part.
Tell me, I don't want to know.
With
no, no.
Well, let's just say there's some characters in there that. I can't say without spoiling it.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, don't say it. End up, when he sees it, we can discuss it, okay?
Okay.
Let Terry see it, and then we'll be able to discuss it, because Terry, it's stunning. It's the most powerful movie, I think, since The Ten Commandments, maybe with Charlton Heston, okay? It's powerful. And then, because of what I've been going through, like, I've been watching a lot of YouTube and stuff, and so I've spent a lot of time just listening to preaching on there. They do have, I know I've heard you talk about, like, Chuck Missler and... Mm-hmm. There's Michael Heiser, and there's a number of them that are really good. But I don't know, are you familiar with Carter Conlon?
No.
With Times Square Church?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I love listening to him preach. We were blessed back in September 2000, 1 year before 9/11. I was homeschooling my last two daughters, and we got to make a trip with the homeschool group up there, and we got to go to Times Square Church. Wow. And it was awesome. Now, David Wilkerson was not there at the time. He was gone somewhere else. And Carter Conlon preached. And if you're ever in New York, anybody, and you get a chance to go to Times Square Church, it's the most amazing thing that you will ever experience. It's unreal. And they have, I think they said, with all the upstairs, downstairs, the screens and all that, they can hold like 10,000 people. But there are people in suits, business people, there are street people, homeless people, all races, all kindred, everything. It's like I imagine heaven's going to be, where you just got to, it's like it should be in church. With every race, every nationality,
right.
And so it was really powerful. So those are the kind of things that have been keeping me going. It's really hard for me to deal with the crap in the news,
okay.
And all the BS they're feeding us, and this sham thing with the impeachment, which is just crazy.
I can't watch it. I can't.
I don't watch it.
I lose my mind if I try to watch that.
I can't watch it. I keep up with it online, just reading the headlines or reading the news about it. Sometimes there's a video clip or something, like you were talking about with him telling the ghost to move.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah,
so anyway, like I don't have anything real deep to share, but just in these times, just find something that can help you draw closer to God and just keep your mind on that. And like I said, now there's a lot. YouTube actually does still have some good preachers on there.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I will turn it. It depends on what coast to coast they're on, because sometimes I go to sleep listening to that. But if they're into the really psychedelic or out there stuff, I don't listen to it. If he's got like some conspiracy things or the UFO things or whatever, I listen to that. And otherwise, I will go to sleep listening to some preaching on YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah, and so it keeps me going. And by the way, before I go, tell me the deal about this demo tour that's coming. Is it Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, it's this coming Friday and Saturday. It's Kawasaki's just bringing like 30 different motorcycles for people to test ride. Corporate's going to be here tomorrow to park their semi and start getting set up. So it's going to be a big deal.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get to go. I'll try.
We'll take you for a ride.
Oh, my. That would be fun.
Yeah,
okay,
you'd like it. It's fun.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night. I'm enjoying the show. It's good as usual.
Thank you.
Well,
take care, Miss Connie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I love that, Miss Connie. And we're late for a break again. There's too many breaks on this program.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
welcome back to the program. I'm going to play you a really short clip. This guy's name's Aaron Rousseau. He's the one who created the movie Trading Places. And because he was in Hollywood, he got to hobnob around with a lot of the Rockefellers and the power elite. And he was privy to a lot of their plans. So he's going to tell us about a little something here. So hang on.
All right, Dan.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is Aaron Rousseau, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller banking and business dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? I said, sure, I'd love to. And we became friends, and he began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there. And out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan. So we run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And they said you're going to see guys going into caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he was laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again, and eventually people believe it. You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie, and now they're going to do Iran. You know, and it's all one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. Now, I would say, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and take care of your family. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with a chip, with an RFID chip, and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchipped. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip. For at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary separatist identification and thus conceit has served to create a controlled population utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved.
Wow. What do y'all think? I think he's spot on correct.
Yes. You know, they've done all of those except for Iran and Syria.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get this call on before we hit a break. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, my friend. It's Warren Trammell from Coosa County.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Warren Trammell.
Okay. A couple quick things.
Yeah.
When you were talking about all the knowledge was stored in the library
in Alexandria, yes.
In Alexandria,
yes.
One of the things that was in there, I know a little bit about this because both of my sons work in the cement industry, industrial cement industry.
Yes.
Anyway. Back then, they had a very, very specific recipe, if you will, uh-huh. for that cement, and that's why it's lasted thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Wow.
And when the library burned down, of course, it destroyed that that particular formula
right.
for the mortar and cement that lasts forever, practically.
Wow.
And that's why today we don't all about anything we build with cement after 15 to 20 years or something, it's got to be redone because it all falls apart.
Well, I'll be doggone. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We lost that recipe for cement.
Wow.
what today we call cement.
Yes.
I don't know what they called it back then, but anyway.
Those Romans, they had some really good cement, mostly made from volcanic ash, I guess. But it has held up all this time.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Anthracite.
And still, yeah, still around today. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even the kind that they pour underwater, which would set underwater and harden, and
well,
it's lasted even to this day.
You have to understand that concrete does it. It's not the drying. It's a chemical process that sets it. It's not dry.
Right.
I always thought it was dry. It has to dry. No, it's a chemical process.
Right. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, other real quick thing, I got something that, of course you, but Postman, I think, might really enjoy. I have a friend in California. He's on Facebook. If you look him up, he has a real common name, Ed Smith. But if you look him up, he's kind of bald-headed, and it says, happily retired. But he is... as much of an expert as somebody can be on aliens and alien craft and all that kind of stuff, celestial stuff, as you say about Postman. I think Postman would really, really enjoy talking to this guy because they have a lot of common knowledge.
Postman doesn't do social media, so.
Well, that's okay. Well, one of you guys can look up Ed Smith if you want to, but I've been trying for the last couple of weeks to get him to call in to your program, you know, on Saturday night.
Yeah, try to encourage him to call in.
Yeah. Okay.
That's one thing he can do.
Yeah.
Now, I've told him all about you guys, so he's kind of anxious to talk to you. He's got several blogs on Facebook about aliens and spacecraft and a page on the space agency, some other stuff. So he's really, really big time into space stuff. And I think, Postman, you and him would really have some interesting conversations. I think he would make a very, very interesting, guest call-in for you.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, one night you're going to get a call from a guy named Ed Smith from California.
Cool. We're waiting on it.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I have to give him kind of a day or two notice because he says he's busy with his vlogs and stuff, but he really wants to he really wants to call in and talk to you guys. And the next one or two Saturday nights, I'm going to get Ed to call in to you guys.
All right, cool. Dan. All right, take care.
Great program tonight, guys, as usual. We're just really, really a lot of fascinating information that you don't find. You don't find the kind of information you guys have anywhere else.
That's what we try to do.
Appreciate that, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Trammell.
Okay, thank you, guys. Great program tonight. Talk to y'all next week.
Thank you.
All right,
got to hit a break. We're late. We're late for a very important date.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon. Then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start. Patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day. High around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to tonight's program. This is Clear and There. My name is Terry Adams. I started this show, I don't know, 5.5 years ago. The reason this show was started was because of what I'm dealing with, what they call Morgellons, that, and I'm trying to get the truth out about the aerosol program. It's called Strategic Aerosol Injection, where what people basically call chemtrails. This stuff is happening, folks. The stuff that's infecting me is coming from the aerosols. I don't know how you prove something like that. It's not like you can follow around a chem liner with a big Ziploc and collect what they're spraying, but I was told by a doctor in Atlanta, they know it's coming from the skies, they know it's coming from the aerosols, and my own research with a microscope has proven that. It's proven it to me, but you're going to believe what you want to believe. There's nothing I can do about that. I can tell you what I know, I can show you what I know, but it's ultimately up to you as to whether you believe something or not. And that's something we talk about all the time on here. Your perception is your reality. That's why the media is such a powerful weapon in the wrong hands. The way the Founding Fathers had this stuff set up is you should always get a dissenting opinion. You should have one opinion here, one opinion there, and it's up to you to use your discernment to decide which is true. We don't get that anymore. The media is all owned, controlled by six families, uber, uber rich. We're talking trillionaires that own all the newspapers, or 85-90% of all the newspapers, all the mainstream media, and they're setting the narrative. They are setting your perception. The intelligence communities call it perception management. That's what they're doing to get you to believe what they want you to believe. That's how it works. That's what's being done to you, folks. Something that really, really concerns me, too, is 5G. It's crazy. I told you about the Sprog, or the part frog, part spider I put on online. Well, they're not just the only ones suffering. Insects, birds, all the small animals are suffering from the EMF coming from this 5G. It's attacking the DNA of all the creatures, folks. Now, this frog didn't turn out to be gay, but it did have six legs, I'll tell you that. We have a call?
We got a Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Hello.
I'm doing good, thank you. Hey, I want to touch on, if I could, a little bit, what we talked about last week about the asteroid Apophis and,
sure,
you know, when it's going to hit in July 13th of 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Have you guys heard of the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainable development?
Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the Green New Deal.
Yeah, well,
part of it is.
Kind of. Yeah, part of it. And if you and then why 2030 and the connection to the mark of the beast, and it may not be what you think it is.
Enlighten us.
Okay. Here, first of all, if you study the agenda for 2030, it was established in the UN in New York on September of 2015. It's got 17 goals. I just want to kind of calculate maybe four or five or six of them, okay? Goal number one is to end poverty in all forms everywhere.
Yeah.
Translation, centralized banks, the IMF, World Bank, Fed control of all finances, and put everyone on government welfare, food stamps, and housing subsidies.
Yep.
Goal number two, end hunger. Achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Translation. Invade the entire planet with GMOs and Monsanto's patented seeds while increasing the use of deadly herbicides under false claims of increased output. Goal number three, ensure healthy lives, and promote well-being for all ages. Translation, mass vaccination. And mandate at least 100-plus vaccinations for all children and adults, and if necessary, at gunpoint, threatening parents with arrest and imprisonment. Now, take a step back and think of all how this is unfolding right before our eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning. Translation, UN propaganda, brainwashing,
bingo,
push a false history and a dumbed-down education under a common core education standard.
Yep.
Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women's rights and all women's and girls. Translation, population control through forced family planning, criminalize Christianity, marginalize heterosexuality, and demonize males and promote the LGBT agenda.
Yep.
And now I'll just do one more, okay? Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Translation, Big Brother's data surveillance state, like you talked about with China, and
yep,
the face recognition.
Yep.
Ban all guns by private citizens, concealing guns into the hands of obedient, you know, on and on. But gun control, okay?
Oh, sure.
Now, that's the agenda for 2030.
Yep.
And why did they choose 2030? Well, there's some reasons why they chose 2030. Let's go to the Catholic Church. Pope Francis, since the very beginning of its pontification, Pope Francis has been working very hard to promote the international adoption and implementation of this, what's called the Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDG of the United Nations.
Right.
Okay? Within a year after his election, Pope Francis was signed in a document, the United Nations Population Fund, entitled Religion Development Post. And beginning on page 20, he talks about explaining the nature and the hopes of the SDGs. But on page 21, it indicates that Pope Francis met with the leadership of the United Nations, committing the entire Catholic Church to the goals of the SDGs.
Wow.
So the Catholic Church is 100% in on this.
Oh, yeah.
September of 2019, about 1,000 representatives of the world religion and religions and other organizations gathered in Germany in late August to advance the globalism and planetary uniting of religions to promote the United Nations so-called master plans for humanity called the UN Agenda of 2030.
Yep.
Critics expressed alarm and self-proclaimed religious leaders and what this could imply. But the controversial 10th World Assembly Religious for Peace, backed by George Soros,
uh-huh,
and the globalist-controlled German government and other powerful forces, aim to unify the world's religions under this pact.
Wow.
Now, have you ever heard of the Catholic Ten Commandments?
No. I didn't know they had their own.
Google it. It'll blow your mind, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Catholic version.
I have.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. The Catholic version of the Ten Commandments differs from the biblical version in that the second commandment has been deleted and the fourth commandment has been changed to accommodate Sunday worship, okay? And then the ninth and tenth, and then the tenth commandment has been split, become the ninth and the tenth. Now, throughout history, several denominations have taken the position that because they are the church, they have the authority on earth to make changes like this as long as they remain true to the general intent of Scripture. So, in other words, they can change the Scripture however they want to change it, according
sure
to them.
Of course they can.
Now, what's the difference in the first commandment in the Bible? I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Roman Catholic Ten Commandments is basically the same. I am the Lord your God, except it says you shall have no strange gods before me.
Right.
Here's the change, guys. Let this sink in and digest.
All right.
The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the sea. They shall not bow down to thyself to thee or serve thee, for I am the God, thy God, and I'm a jealous God. That's the Ten Commandments for the Bible,
right,
for Moses.
Right.
Wow. It was deleted. in the Catholic Ten Commandments. Now, let that sink in.
Well, all I can think about is the very last verse of the Bible when I think about what they've done.
Yeah, but they're saying that it's okay. If you take that and they deleted that out, to them it's okay to worship anything. Okay?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, they're
wrong. And it specifically says, no graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or earth below.
That's right.
So Google it.
Oh, yeah. They're wrong.
Now, yeah, the mark of the beast, as we all know, Revelation 13, and we all know that the small and great, both rich and poor, and you play some of it tonight, both free and enslaved, that they're going to take on the right hand or the forehead a mark that they cannot buy or sell unless they have this mark. Okay?
Right.
And a lot of people believe that's the 666. And some believe it's a tattoo. Some believe it's a physical mark like a microchip. Why do people believe it's a microchip? Because we've talked about this, Terry. Microchips are antiquated.
Man, that's like saying 8-track tape.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're stuck on microchips, but I'm with you, Frank.
I don't either.
Now we have we have nanomaterials, self-assembling nanobots. You know, they can do this, and you won't even know it's being done to you.
Well, I mean, I actually believe it will be a microchip or a different version of the old chip, because
you got to have free will in
there. I actually know some people that already have been chipped. People in the military that still have their chip. They've got it in some have it in a cavity in the teeth. Some have it, you know, in that, on the inside of their thigh, you know, and some have it, you know, just on the anterior part of their bicep, you know, like near their armpit, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And these people,
well, take a step back from that for just a second. And why the mark of the beast cannot be just a physical mark like a microchip or a tattoo or an ID card, and it won't be 666. The question is why. There are a couple of big problems with this belief. First, in Revelation 13:4, it says that deception is involved in this issue. And Revelation 13:4, and it says, and by the signs that is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, that he deceives all who dwell on the earth, telling them to make an image of the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. Okay? So there's the image of the beast in Revelation. Go back to the Catholic Ten Commandments. And now where is this deception forcing people to take a physical mark like a microchip? Okay? Satan does not work like that. He's the arch deceiver. So let's go to the number 666. What is the Roman Catholic Church relation to 666? This blew my mind when I found this out.
It's the
Pope's of the...
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's him. If you give a numerical value, you know, to the actual Latin name, you know, for the Pope, it comes out to 666.
Well, here's something a little bit different, Postman.
Go ahead.
The Popes, the Roman Catholic Church, have previously been given the title Vicarius Filii Dei.
Yes.
V-I-C-A-R-I-U-S.
That's the name.
F-I-L-I-I-E-E-I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which means the vicar of the Son of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the Catholic Answers website in 2011, it says, means the vicar represents the Son of God, a term scholars have first appears in the document known as the Donation of Constantine, dated in the 8th and 9th century. Okay? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you take that, this will blow me away. If you convert the name Vicarius Filii Dei into Roman numerals, add them up, you come up with the number 666.
Exactly. Yep.
So the Pope, under this UN plan on one world religion, all under Rome, their plan is that the Pope is going to be worshipped. Okay? And that's the mark. Because you got to remember the seal of God. All right? And Revelation also talks about the seal of God, and those that have the seal of God are spared. Now, one final thing. What does this plan of the United Nations in 2030 have to do with anything? Okay? And remember, Satan failed at his first attempt to to beat Jesus, okay? And God outsmarted him. But here's the deal. When was Jesus crucified, and when did he go back to heaven? And I've done a bunch of research on this, Terry, and I originally thought it was 33 A.D., and I believe I'm wrong. And I don't have time tonight, but I can give you about 25 to 30 different verses to back it up. But here's the bottom line. The translation date, if you go into what's called the 6,000-year timeline, and 2 Peter 3:8, but behold, be not ignorant of one thing. One day is the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And then you go to what's called the 6,000-year timeline. Creation was 4,003 B.C. to 2,003 B.C. They call the time of our fathers. 2,003 to 3 B.C. was called the time of the Jews. And then 3,000 B.C. or 3 B.C. to 1997 A.D. is called the time of Christ and the church. Okay, Jesus was 33 years old when he died. Mm-hmm. I'm not setting dates. I'm just telling you what this timeline says and what Satan's counting on, I believe. 1997 and 33 is 2030.
Hmm.
Okay, we've already talked about this asteroid that's coming in 2029. And then you've got the UN plan for 2030 to finalize everything. And all these pieces fit together.
Yeah, that 2030 agenda is just to get things, you know, started again, get them going again, and get the new world order world federation, you know, going, get it going again under the UN, because the UN, believe it or not, the UN is going to morph into an actual worldwide organization, and after that, it'll spread throughout the whole solar system.
Yeah. Well, and think of what Terry, what you talked about, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, before this deal in Virginia came up, and all the different, I mean, that was the test, okay? Mm-hmm. And irregardless of what happened, no violence, any of that, that was the test to set this whole thing up. And, I mean, gun confiscation, everything that they're advocating, everything you hear, I mean, Common Core, everything ties into this. It's mm-hmm. just amazing and what's happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean,
you nailed it. What can I say? I mean, we always suspected something going on with the Pope and the Catholic Church. I mean, anytime they say this man's God on earth, I mean, that's so against the Bible, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, itself, that'll be a physical abomination that will make the temple desolate.
You just look at all the things this Pope says since he's become the Pope, and he's talking about there's many different ways to get to heaven, which is, of course, contradictory.
Right.
You know, and of course, the whole thing about the LGBT community, he says so many different things that are just, you know, totally against what
exactly.
our Bible says.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm way past my time. I want to just throw one more thing at you because right. I don't know. Have you heard about the Netflix series, The Messiah?
Yeah.
Have
you watched it?
God, no. I'm not about to.
I did.
Well, I binge watched. I watched all 10 episodes 2 days ago. Okay.
Yep.
And it's written and produced by Roma Downey, who's a Roman Catholic, and normally she does very good work. Guys, this guy, this deal, this is about the Antichrist. Period. There's no doubt in my mind about it. It's amazing. Wow. If you watch it, it almost appears like he's Jesus, but it's so undocumented, unbiblical. It's just mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, check it out if you haven't. It's worth getting the Netflix and watching it because it'll blow your mind. It's so up in your face, and people think he's actually Jesus. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're setting it up like that, or if that's just a way to dupe masses into, I don't know.
Well,
it's confusing.
What I heard, Jason, is that you could literally plug any, you could plug any religion into what they're talking about in this Messiah.
Yeah.
And every religion's belief in whoever the Savior is fits into it. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
And it's so unbiblical. It's amazing. But like Postman says all the time, they put it right there in front of our faces.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, I've taken up too much time, but I thought you might like some of that because it's been an interesting week in study for me. So
cool. Oh, thanks, yeah. Frank. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, yeah, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Broadcasting from the